This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Laura D. Jackson, BSN, MPH, and co-founder of iFallCept, a company that has developed the first iOS app available to the public to help stop falls, a deadly killer among seniors that is often addressed too late. Laura, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. So happy to be here.
And most pleased to have you out, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, tell us a little bit about your background and how it led into creating the first in-home fall safety app in the App Store.
Okay, well, my background is in nursing. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing, and then I have a Master's degree in public health. So my career started out, you know, like most nurses, and then when I went into home health, I was in a hospital setting for a while as a department head, and then I had my own Medicare-certified home health agency for almost 20 years. And so I've always considered myself to be a patient advocate and a senior advocate as well. So in this agency, we employed, you know, hundreds of nurses and aides and therapists, and we saw thousands of clients or patients. And, you know, I just always had this awareness of safety with our clients or patients. And also always wanted to be this senior advocate and do more for all of our clients or seniors. And so, you know, we thought at the time we did a safety assessment in the home, but of course not near as effective or as comprehensive as iFallCept is. So it was just through this and my getting older and a tragedy in our own family that really started my daughter and I, she is also co-founder, into thinking about doing something to help seniors with this. Because unfortunately, my dad died from complications from a fall. So I think that was really the spurring moment there. So, you know, falls are really complex and there's lots of things that contribute to falls. And before this, there's never been an application or any comprehensive assessment that an individual can do in their own home. So that's really what drove us to creating this iFallCept application.
And we certainly appreciate and thank you for what you're doing in the space and for also being proactive and making a difference there as well. Now, what are the statistics surrounding falls in the home to help listeners better understand? And is it really that large of a problem?
Oh, it's a huge problem, and it's very interesting that it's really not talked about much. It's talked about some, but really not much. Well, let's just start out with the money side. It's a $50 billion a year problem for Medicare and insurance companies. So there's a good reason for people to support that. But very importantly, a senior dies every 20 minutes from a fall. And that's just an astounding thing. And one in four seniors fall each year. And 80% of falls occur in and around the home. Now, 50% of those falls are from extrinsic factors, which basically means they're preventable. Hence our thoughts about iFallCept and hence the thoughts that individuals can contribute to preventing falls in their, you know, in their own home. So the statistics very much prove out that we need to be proactive. The other statistic that I really like to talk about is that 45% of nursing home admissions are a result from falls or complications from falls, and half of those people never return to their own homes. So that's certainly a motivation for people to be proactive about fall prevention and home safety.
Yeah, most certainly there. And how does iFallCept work? Get into some of the details. Work us through how it all works.
Well, it is iFallCept, iFallCept, and it actually came from the thought of I prevent falls. So that's where iFallCept came from. So you can download this app on your iPhone or your iPad, And it's just a very comprehensive room assessment, and of course, definitely the only one available online that's this comprehensive. And, you know, we used a lot of research and background from home health agencies, the CDC, Mayo Clinic, and other national organizations to put this together. And, we even looked at companies that do things like handrails and safety and electrical appliances and all that sort of thing as well. And the application also has a fire awareness portion to it that, you know, there's a lot of fires in the homes, and so home safety certainly should look at fire safety, and we do that as well.
And you gotta love it. Today we're speaking with Laura D. Jackson, co-founder of iFallSept, a company that has developed the first iOS app available to the public to help stop falls, a deadly killer among seniors that is often addressed too late here on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Laura, what are some of the recommendations that you can provide to our listeners immediately to help with fall prevention in their homes with parents, relatives, or friends?
Well, you know, there are lots of changes that people can do immediately. And, you know, people always think of right away throw rugs, and that is an important thing. If you don't need it, get rid of it. If you need it, make sure it has a skid backing and non-skid backing, and that there's no loose strings, and that, you know, it's in good shape. Other real important things that people don't immediately think about is looking for transitions in the flooring in their house, such as going from hardwood to carpet, and making sure that these all these transitions are seamless. And that means, you know, there's not anything sticking up that's going to trip you. There's not any loose strings or anything like that. Slip resistant or skid resistant is the same thing in your home. You really should be aware of how your steps are on the entrance to your home, or if on the exit to your garage or your backyard, that those steps do not get slick when they're wet. Now, if they tend to do that, you can just put those non-skid strips on there, and that's a really low-cost action that you can take, or you can have someone do for you that could help prevent you from having a fall. The other thing about falls is a lot of falls occur at night when people get up either to go to the bathroom, or maybe they go to the kitchen to get a drink of water. And so some of the things that you can do for that is low-level lighting, or you can use smart lighting. Smart lighting isn't on all the time. It just senses when you're up and it comes on, so you have a clear pathway. So the clear pathway is huge for a lot of people. I'll end this part of recommendations with saying, if in your home, all your pathways should be clear. If you're not using, if you don't need it, get it out of your pathway, and because that's what causes a lot of falls. Now, I love the iFallSept app. It's a 500-point comprehensive application, and it goes through your home room by room, and it actually starts outside and looks at things like your entrance to your home, and if your locks are level so you're not tripping and falling, if you have an appropriate handrail, if you have steps, and then it looks at, you know, we're talking about whole home safety here. It looks at are your house numbers visible from the road for emergency personnel and things like that. So it's a very comprehensive assessment.
If you would, Laura, tell us, who would you say is your target audience, and what has been the experience so far?
Well, this is really a great thing about iFallSept as well, because when we first put this together, you know, because of my background and experience, we were mainly looking at incorporating it with organizations, medical personnel, home health agencies, and letting them do home safety inspections. And that still works well. But then we looked at it and we decided, oh my goodness, what we really need to do is to get this into the hands of seniors and give them the power of prevention in their own home. And, you know, we think that if they get this in their hands, then they could do a home safety assessment themselves, and they could do it. We'd like for them to do it every 6 months or if they have a change in condition. But the feedback from this has been very positive from individuals, and the app does have tutorials, and it has a great help button that we encourage people to hit the help button anytime. It also has another, we talked about fire safety, it has one more button, and that is the exercise button. I like the exercise button because, you know, I think that people underestimate, you know, the fact that you do need to exercise some and you need to have strong muscles to sit and rise from a sitting position safely, because a lot of people fall when they're standing up or sitting down. So if they use this exercise button and follow the exercises, maybe we'll help prevent some falls that way as well.
Absolutely phenomenal. And again, we thank you for what difference you're making in the space and really appreciate your bringing attention to this problem here on the program. Lastly, what are the advantages of the app? I think it goes without being said, but I'd love to hear your thoughts in conclusion today.
Okay. Before I do that, I would like to say that, you know, of all these seniors, we think that each individual senior should be proactive, but I think that that people don't really understand how much falls affect a whole community when someone falls. So let's just say a lady falls who's also a wife and a grandmother. So she falls and, you know, has a terrible time, and maybe she even has to go in the nursing home. At the very least, it's going to be painful and debilitating, and, you know, maybe she breaks a hip or something like that. So all of her volunteering activities are gone, or her husband, and she can no longer go to restaurants. She can't go babysit her grandchildren. You know, she can't do a lot of the things that she used to do that contribute to her family and to the community. And a really good statistic about that that's very sad is, if this person, this woman, is between 60 and 69, she's 5 times more likely to die in the next year than her peers of the same age. So when someone falls, it not only affects them, it affects the community, and of course it affects all their loved ones. So 80% of falls occur in and around the home, and 50% of those falls are due to extrinsic factors. And, you know, that means they're preventable. So we can help change lives for the better by addressing all of this and putting the power in the hands of seniors to do home safety assessments. And so you asked me about the advantages of the application. It's low priced, it's easy to use, and you can hit the help button anytime. Now, the thing about it is that the first couple times you use it, you may think it's a little too comprehensive, but remember, we made this for professionals, and we could have made a shorter version for individuals, but we wanted you to have the whole comprehensive assessment. So we always tell people, you know, grab a neighbor, grab a friend, maybe your favorite grandchild, and let them help you, you know, with this home safety assessment through this application. So you download it on your iPad or your iPhone, and you pull up the report, and then it just goes room by room. It goes through a whole list of things in each room. It, of course, allows you to take a picture of the things that are problematic. Now, you know, several of my friends have used this, and you know, they're very active people, and, you know, they really don't have a lot of medical problems, and they thought, you know, I'll use it, no big deal. But when they went through their house, they realized there were several things in there that were fall hazards, and when they took a picture and reviewed it at the end, now you can just review the report, it prints out a report, it will print the report, or it will just give you a summary of things. And when they went to the end of their report, they were just shocked at what they found, and it was very helpful to them, and they don't even have issues. So people who have issues with mobility, who've had any kind of surgery or injury or just debilitating illness, it should really help them a lot. I think it's, again, very comprehensive. Again, you probably need to take a little time. But after you've used it the first time, from everybody that we've talked to, it becomes certainly becomes much easier to use. So it's an easy-to-use application. It's comprehensive. And it will become even easier after you've used it the first time.
Thanks for the full coverage on that. That is most helpful. Where can listeners get all the details on iFallCept and download the app and take advantage ASAP?
Yes, it's www.ifallcept.com. It's I-F-A-L-L-C-E-P-T. Or you can go to the Apple Store, and it's available there as well. Now, right now, this is just available on iPhones, Apple products. If you have an Android product, please send us, contact us through that website. There's a contact area there, and let us know if you have an Android and you're interested in using this. And we're certainly in the process of adding Androids to the application. But we really urge everyone who's a senior, who knows a senior, who loves a senior, to reach out and download iFallCept and help save lives and promote safety in your own home.
Laura, again, thanks so much and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Laura D. Jackson, the co-founder of iFallCept, a company that has developed the first iOS app available to the public to help stop falls, a deadly killer among seniors. And for further details and to download the app, visit iFallCept.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.